These days, when we talk about veterans' issues, Iraq always seems to be in the background. It's a war that may feel far away for many of us here in the U.S., but obviously not for anybody who's been involved, the people of Iraq and the American soldiers who fought there. In Philadelphia, there's a project that's been gathering memories from Iraq War vets and also from Iraqi refugees living in Philadelphia now. A few months back, some of them got together to start to talk about their experiences. Emma Jacobs spoke with two of the participants, an Iraqi man and an Iraq vet. They didn't know each other, but they were in the same part of Iraq at the same time. Here they are.
My name is Yarub Al-Obaidi. I am 39 years old. I left Iraq in 2007.
My name is Lawrence Davidson. I was in Iraq beginning in August of 2006, and I stayed through November of 2007.
My hometown is called Diyala. It's about 50 miles from Baghdad.
I was stationed in the Diyala province. I served as an engineer, so we did a lot of route clearance, muck car IED off the side of the road. Spent a long time in the summer reconstructing a bridge that had been destroyed and then duct taped together and then blown out again.
This bridge is to our neighborhood. U.S. Army always have roadblock on this bridge to control the people who go. One time, me and my brother, on the way home, my brother have motorbike, Harley Davidson, nice bike. One of soldiers, he also make joke with us. He say, I want to take photo with this bike. Yeah, then he say, okay. Then so many people, they took pictures with that motorbike.
Yarub Al-Obaidi was completing a master's in fine arts when American forces invaded his country in 2003. He says he was hopeful at the time that things would change from the way they'd been under Saddam Hussein, that people would be freer to speak and the economy would improve.
In 2003, 2004, so many things changed to better. But after this, people start to lose their life, you know. Maybe car bombing. So many friends, they lost their life because of this.
By 2007, Al-Obaidi was in danger too, from an Islamist militia.
Because I'm teaching art, in 2007, Islamic militia, they came to my home. Some people with weapons. And only my mom there. Hey, where is your son? After this, my mom called me immediately because I was in Baghdad. She say, don't come home again. I stay a few days in my aunt's home, and then I leave the country.
When things start to go, you know, not well, they start to descend into chaos. It makes me really feel like that whole year, year and a half, was it a waste? We're just wasting our time over there, wasting all of this money that we spend.
There's glue that holds two pieces that are never going to stick together.
The Iraq veterans and the refugees met for dinner at Philadelphia's one Iraqi restaurant earlier this year. Davidson works with Iraq war veterans, but he says this was the first time he had interacted with Iraq refugees in the U.S.
I was curious. I was nervous. I was, a full range. I don't know what I was nervous about. But I do know that when you walk around someone's country with a gun for 15 months and now for 10 years, and then you leave there and it's descending into madness with ISIS, that there might be a little bit of angst. And that if you were in my backyard rooting around for a year with an M16, I don't know that I would be a big fan of you.
It's important to note that there's some self-selection in who chooses to participate in a project like this. The artist behind it, Michael Rakowitz, told me about one refugee who found it too painful. But Yarub Al-Obaidi says he had no doubts about meeting the veterans.
For us, we are sure we are not nervous. Some of them maybe, because it's the first time they speak to us, maybe they have opinion that we are close mind. We don't understand why they go to Iraq. To meet the soldier, they did their job. When they went to Iraq, they completely believe they serve the USA. Soldier do their job, beyond anything.
When I talk to veterans and work with veterans, I find that they can stop thinking that the loud car bang outside is a bomb. But to reconcile what they were a part of or what they individually did or what we all did as Americans, that is much more difficult. And I think that moral injury, if we're ever going to get to a point where we have a way to heal it, it's going to be across difficult, uncomfortable conversations.
Lawrence Davidson and Yarub al-Obeidi. They were brought together by a project in Philadelphia called Radio Silence. Our story was produced by Emma Jacobs.